John Edwards got one thing that he needed tonight, a crucial win in South Carolina. And he's also in a very close race in Oklahoma with Wesley Clark. Earlier tonight, Edwards gave a victory speech to his supporters in Columbia, South Carolina.
So tonight, we stand at a crossroads. Will we have a leader, a president, who actually understands the problems of working people? Will we have the courage to use new, fresh ideas to solve old problems like poverty? Will we have the strength and conviction to make this vision of hope and optimism into a reality? If the American people give me a shot at George Bush next November, I will give them back the White House. It is their White House.
Our colleague Michelle Norris joins us now from the Edwards campaign headquarters in Columbia tonight. And Michelle, what are you hearing from campaign officials there?
Well, they're looking ahead. They know that they've picked up momentum, and they say that hopefully that'll translate into money as they steam out of South Carolina. But they face some key challenges, and they understand that. And on the issue of money, there are a number of supporters who are walking around the victory party here tonight wearing a button that says, "I maxed out for John Edwards." That means they gave the maximum amount of money allowed under FEC rules. And the campaign is now telling them, you may have given the maximum amount of money, but now we're going to call on you once again to give of your time to look forward and start looking ahead in some of those key states like Michigan and Wisconsin and dial ahead, sort of dialing for dollars to start raising some money that they're going to need badly as they come out of the state.
Typically, these campaigns do see a bump in fundraising once they've shown some victories on the board, and I'm assuming that they're expecting the same thing after this victory in South Carolina.
They did. They saw that after Edwards' strong showing in Iowa, and once again, not as great a bump after New Hampshire, but they did see it there, and they do expect to see it after following South Carolina. Another challenge for them that they acknowledge is that his message, which was so potent here, that he was one of them, he understood their problems, will lose some of that power as they move north because it's harder to convince. He can't go into Michigan and say, "I'm one of you," because he's not, but they hope that his message of two Americas and really focusing on the economy and the sputtering economy will help him. He faces a challenge there because Kerry may force him to deal with an issue that doesn't that Edwards has a bit of a problem with, which points to his perceived weakness on based on experience, if he has to start dealing more with issues of foreign policy and focusing more on the war. And we're starting to hear that from Senator Kerry, knowing that the White House is not a place for on-the-job training. That's really sort of a sore spot and one of the things that the campaign has acknowledged that they'll have to deal with, that question of experience and whether that affects how people view Senator Edwards mm-hmm. and whether he is seen as someone who is electable since he's only served less than one full term in the Senate.
I'm curious about one thing in this race in South Carolina. John Kerry going in got the endorsements of Fritz Hollings, longtime senator, a famous presence in South Carolina. Also, Congressman Jim Clyburn, who was expected to bring in a lot of African-American votes for John Kerry. John Kerry ended up with 30% of the vote tonight. John Edwards got 45%, and you're left to wonder what good those endorsements may have done.
Well, those coattails were rather short tonight. They thought that Hollings and Clyburn would both lend Edwards not just their endorsement, but sort of the grassroots support on the ground. Both have very strong organizations. And we talked to people here who said that they have supported Hollings in the past, some of them here who actually live in Clyburn's district, and they said that in the end, they voted with their heart. And what they saw in John Edwards was a candidate who understood where they were coming from. There was one woman who said, "I'm employed, but you know, I can rattle off 12 people I know who have lost jobs in the last 6 months, and John Edwards was the one campaign who spoke to her fears."
Okay, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Michelle Norris at the Edwards headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina.